You can snort cocaine off my 2-inch dick.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
You get the big three today.
The big three.
Hell yeah, dude. What's up?
I guess the two big and the one little.
But I do have a 2-inch.
But who's
dick.
The little?
Me.
You know,
I am.
Sometimes you can be a
don't
grower.
Tune in next week to find out because we told you already.
A grower, not a shower.
Sometimes happens. You're neither.
Sometimes you're just a disappointment.
My dick is perfect. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
From
good start.
From bulb to bush, the best 2 inches ever. Ever. And my dick on the top, where that vein is supposed to be, is a little concaved. Perfect for a line of coke. You can snort cocaine off my 2-inch dick.
I mean, that's about a good bump right there.
Yeah. You're telling me.
Mine looks like a pig's tail, all corkscrewed.
Really?
That was in an accident when I was a child.
Yeah?
All right, now we need a funny anecdote about your dick.
It looks like a wheel of cheese.
A wheel of cheese? Yeah. What type of cheese?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gouda?
Swiss. Oh, God.
I was in a hole punching accident when I was a child.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it.
You got that Swiss dick.
He's got that good dick.
So how's you guys' weekend? Weekends.
Week's been a normal weekend. Yesterday was really busy. I went to my third wedding ever, but definitely my largest wedding.
Like actual wedding, not cousin wedding.
Yeah, okay. It was an actual wedding, and I'm not sure if that was an Alabama joke or not. Okay, all
right. I thought you meant like the bride and groom were really fat.
No.
Largest.
I mean, kind of. There was like a shit ton of people, and I got to be an usher.
Ooh.
So I had to go buy a tux, or rent a tux. I guess I didn't purchase a tux. I borrowed a tux for a small while.
I believe I'm ushering coming up.
It's certainly interesting.
In the wedding of our beloved Ocean Master.
It tells me like two things. One, either I never want to get married, ever. Because my buddy Evan did not look like he had any fun at all. He was running around stressed. There was like 30 minutes up on stage where he felt cool. But afterwards, that party was not a party. That party was not a party. That party was him running around a bunch, getting to dance for 30 seconds, and then go say thank yous to everybody. And wow, I think I'm just gonna have, I don't know, video games at my reception. We're just all gonna play 8-player Smash or something. Like,
just Bane's Final Destination
only.
There's this kid at work. He's 18, and he's like, yeah, I think my girlfriend and I are probably going to get married within the year. We're all like, no! No. Slow down, dude. Slow down. No.
Let him learn.
No!
That's not a let him learn.
No, that is not a let him learn thing. Divorce is extremely expensive. And he's not even an adult. Yeah. And he's not even an adult yet in this state. Slow the hell down. You're going to throw a lot of money away. Like, the divorce rate for people under, what, 25 is, like, more than half.
How old are you, Andy?
28.
Damn it. You're so fucking old, dude. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're past the point of, like, joking about being a kid.
I know, yeah.
Like, I'm a real adult. You're like,
I am an adult.
I don't have to use the, I don't have to preface this word with real. I'm just an adult.
I'm closer. Oh, I had a good analogy. It's like I'm closer to 30 than I was for being born.
Well, yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're closer to 50 than you were for being born.
Closer gross. To 40, yeah.
That reminds me, our birthdays are this month, Tam.
I know. I'm very excited. I don't have work off the entire week of my birthday. I do have work off. What did I say?
I have Sundays off. My birthday's on a Sunday. So that means your birthday's on a Saturday.
So back to the wedding. I either want to never have a wedding, or every single person in my wedding, the wedding proper, is gonna have something to do. Everyone. It's gonna be an Oprah moment where you reach under your seat and you're gonna do something.
It's gonna be that fucking wedding.
Yeah. Surprise! You get to pick up after all the drunk people.
You reach under them and say, "You guys get to go do the chicken dance." And then you gotta be like,
"God damn it, it's a wedding. I fucking hate weddings. Have to do this."
Then you go on the floor and you do the goddamn chicken dance.
Do you think Skyler listens to this podcast?
Probably occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally.
Do you think he'll listen to this episode? Because I figured out what I'm going to do for my best man speech.
Wait, you're the best man? Mm-hmm. He said I was the best man.
No.
Or he said I was the best
he's
man.
Hilarious, and we're all coming as the best man.
We all have a speech
this
about
is,
how great
this
Skyler is.
This is not a thing he to never put past
he
Skyler.
He never corrects us, so he's like, all right, three best men. Oh, this happened.
Yeah, all right, everyone give a speech about me.
20 people show up as the best man. That's something. That's a Skyler Joyce move.
Yeah. Oh, God, we're giving him ideas.
Yeah. But my best man speech basically lets everybody who wasn't the best man get to be the best man. I'm going to write the speech, and I'm going to give all the other groomsmen a copy of the script, but every fifth word. So you'll have, Matt, you'll have word five, or one, five, or 1, 6, 10, and go on whatever the math is. I don't care. But like, when the speech starts, I'm not going to say anything, but the other groomsmen are all going to say the speech that I wrote one word at a time. But they won't have the completed script.
That sounds confusing.
I don't know. If you pay attention, maybe I suck at explaining.
I don't know. I don't know if that many people are going to be paying attention.
The amount of people I was watching look at my cake at my wedding while the speeches were going on. A lot of people.
Last night it was dead silent for the speeches.
Well, yeah, it was silent, but you could just look out. I could look out into the wave of people and be like, they're gone.
To be honest, I don't remember anything Andy said when you guys were like, you were about to cut the cake, I believe, and you guys were standing there and you're like, oh, hey, thank you for coming. Because we were convincing John to run around.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it locked?
I don't remember. I think he made it around there, though. Yeah, we were convinced. We're like, because there was a window behind Andy, and we're like, everyone's taking pictures, you know, of them up at the cake. We're like, John, run around the side and go out behind the window and just start making faces.
I wouldn't even be mad. That would have been amazing.
So funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Weddings are, they're interesting.
They're a good time.
Yeah, you think so?
The reception's a good time.
Yeah.
The ceremony can really drag on. Andy's was great. It was like
15, 10 minutes.
It was like bibbity boppity, you're married. Get out of here.
Yeah, when you don't involve religion, weddings are super short.
This one was like a 30-minute service and God was there.
Oh, Josh's wedding was very, very long with a lot of Jesus.
Jesus. Speaking of which, the new husband was like, hey, thanks again for being a part of it, Hillary, and big day. And I was like, he's like, gives me all these directions of how to go back to the tux place. And I'm like, go get laid, buddy. And I said, this time, let God watch. he messaged back with an LOL, as I'm sure his day is busy today.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Do you guys do anything like a wedding?
No, I don't do anything exciting any week, so.
No?
Did I tell you guys I'm going to see the solar eclipse?
Yes, you invited us, but neither of us can get off work for it.
Yeah, to see the only solar eclipse coming through Nebraska for like 700
years. Is this a rub in our face again, or?
No, I was just trying to remember. Because
if it is, I totally accept it. Like, I can't get off work.
Did I tell you I already rented the car?
Yeah.
Because I got a good deal. All right, well, fuck.
For like $25 or $26. Yeah.
$28. Well, I'm still living in the past.
They were like, hey, we listen to your podcast, Matt. How old's Andy? That's how much we'll charge.
Nice.
Topical.
Ooh, so that means you're going to be 29 in a couple months, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. Oof.
Do you have any friends who are 30 that like...
Yeah.
Like
I call them old balls all the time.
Old balls?
Yeah, so I expect the same treatment.
All right, I can do that. Speaking of balls, I shaved my balls on Thursday. Like, God that damn always, it, I love shaving my balls.
Oh, I was going to say, that always seems like a good idea until like 2 days later when they're like super itchy and I'm just like, oh man.
It's great. I love scratching my nuts in public. I have
until
I have,
that mom.
This is what's
going to
be
kid.
On my tombstone. It's going to say, Tamron Cardwell, June 24th, 1992, to June 24th, 1985. Figure it out.
All right.
Nothing feels better. Here's my quote on my gravestone. Nothing feels better than a freshly shaved pair of balls. And putting on a pair of socks that no human has ever worn before.
Oh, dude,
for the first time.
The second one's fucking amazing. I am.
And then
totally
we're gonna quote myself as saying that. I'm quoting myself on my gravestone.
Dash Tamron Cardwell.
June 24th, 1992. June 24th, 1985.
I always thought it'd be funding to, like, even if I died of like natural causes, be like, have the quote be like, "Hey guys, watch this," and then just dot just dot dot. Dot.
How did he go? Peacefully in sleep.
Oh. So he just said,
I thought
watch
it was
me go to sleep.
It was weird.
Before he went to sleep, he's like, "Hey guys, watch this."
We stayed there 6 hours waiting for him to do something.
I thought it was one of those long time investment like pranks or something.
Last night I watched Doctor Strange.
I liked
for the first time.
For the first time.
How was it?
I liked it.
It was okay.
How was Iron Man 1?
It was good.
Yeah, good.
What the fuck do you want from me?
Those two movies are very similar. They're very, very origin story.
Oh
like,
yeah,
beat
oh, yeah.
by beat. It's like, look, it's a Marvel origin. I'm glad my girlfriend doesn't listen to the podcast except for every week because she'd be mad at me for saying that. She loves Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah? I mean, yeah. I like Doctor Strange,
I gave
Strange
it like an
too,
8 out
but...
of 10, but I liked it. I really? Liked the... Yeah.
Man, I'd give it like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm at a 7. I think it was fine. Like, it's nothing... I'm not...
And on,
right
on, this, on this scale, 5 is average. I'm not doing the IGN scale.
Yeah. 8's great.
Where they're not... Where they use 7 through 9. But I really like the scene with Dormammu, where he's like, "I've come to bargain."
I think that is one of the most clever scenes in recent cinema history.
Did you know that Dormammu?
Go on.
Was Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes.
Yeah. I just thought that was cool. That was a neat little fact. I was like, "Oh, he's talking."
And
to
then
himself.
After Doctor Strange, I watched Logan.
Go on.
Yeah.
And I only cried 5 times.
No, only cried. Yeah, the movie's good.
Dude, that ending really scene good. Or that last scene with the grave is very like powerful. It's cinematic. It's a good cinematic scene.
That whole movie was just an amazing send-off.
Yeah.
There were definitely punches thrown in that movie that I did not expect them to throw. Like in the farmhouse family, the major event that happened
there.
I was like, I didn't see that coming at all.
This got real.
Can we talk about spoilers for Logan? Like
yeah. It came out March.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay,
yeah,
2 months.
Whenever right. Professor X dies, I was like, oh my God.
Dude, I was sucked into, I'm like, oh, he's going to tell the story of what it happened, what he did. I was like, here it comes. Oh, he did.
I thought it was just a slightly inebriated Logan standing at the bed. So like when it happened, I was like totally taken aback. I was like.
And what happened to that poor family too was horrible.
Yeah, God damn.
That's anytime someone's like, "You should be a good Samaritan," I'm gonna be like, "Do you remember the family in Logan that they just lost their horses this one time, and these three strangers came up?"
Yeah, that's all that happened.
That's all that happened.
And you know who caused that problem? All that? It was fucking Professor X.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we'd love to come over for dinner. Like, you stupid.
All right, we gotta go.
Bitch.
Just stay one night.
You
Logan.
Senile 90-year-old bastard.
You're literally a weapon of mass destruction. Eat a bullet.
Yeah, I know. Goddamn. If you have, like, the most dangerous mind in the world and you have, like, a brain disease.
And you're not trying to help anybody.
Yeah, just, you're just fucking shoot yourself. Asshole. You are a weapon.
Yeah.
Or just go wheelchair and all, get dropped into a war zone. Professor X is falling in the wheelchair. Why doesn't he float? He can do that.
Maybe his mind's not powerful enough anymore. Well, I mean, it's, it's powerful, but...
Like, why did he never float in the movies?
Oh. I don't know. That means he'd have to be using his powers, like, all the time.
That's fine. I breathe all the time. What's the difference?
That superpower?
To some people, it is. I know plenty of people who suck at breathing.
My cat sucks at breathing. I think it's because when we got her, she had like a really bad like respiratory cold. So now it'll be like really quiet in our bedroom, and I'll just hear like
Cat Vader,
really, really loud, and I'm just like Pippa, and it gets really quiet for a second.
Oh,
and then,
my god, your cat would be named Pippa.
Yeah, Daniel and Pippa. Well,
yeah.
He's got the first cat.
Because I know Pippa and I know Camilla.
Yeah.
Who's Pippa?
Like, name it Pippa.
Like Pippa Pig?
No, just Pippa.
Pippa Middleton?
Oh, actually, we didn't even think about that.
You didn't even think about that?
We were just throwing out names. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no. We were just throwing out names.
What do you call that? Camilla's a huge UK file.
Yeah.
England file? I have no idea what you call it. File.
She's a limey bastard.
But yeah, no, I don't think that was in consideration at all. It was one of those names that the name kind of fit the cat's personality.
She probably thought about it, but then like she was like, if I bring it up, Andy's going to be like, meh.
Actually, I always forget that she has a sister.
Seriously?
Yeah. Kay Middleton has a sister. It's just not a big deal to me.
I know it's not a big deal to you.
So she's not hot?
I think Pippa's actually the better looking one.
I know it's not a big deal to you, but you're married to someone who it is clearly a big deal.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you not listen to her, Andy?
She doesn't listen.
When she
to
talks?
No, not a lot. I do that husband, she'll say something, then I go, "What?" And then it like processes in my brain, and then I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Good."
So is not listening part of being a husband?
You get to the point where you kind of know what she's going to say. So you just go, all right, I know what she's saying. You're fine.
I would continue, but unlike you, my girlfriend listens to this program.
Yeah, Camilla doesn't care what I do.
Yeah, she's already got the ring.
Yeah.
Now she can get fat.
Yeah, she's already locked down all of this.
Yeah, this great man.
She has his fortune.
This 28-year-old adult.
What fucking fortune.
Well, he's got a good car.
I guess Pippa's better looking than Kate Middleton.
Let me see.
Isn't Pippa the one that's supposed to have like a really great ass?
Yeah.
Okay. See? Look at that. Right now, Tam is contemplating. He's looking at Pippa. He's still looking at Pippa.
Yeah, I still am, because... Yeah. Oh shit. Both of almost dropped phone. Both of these people,
they're both good looking, are
fine. They're solid. If we're not using the IGN scale, they're both 6.5s in my book.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see if Pippa Middleton has got the good ass.
Yeah, just search Pippa Middleton ass.
That's exactly what I did.
And then send me all the pictures on Facebook.
While you're doing that, Matt. You want to segue into games?
No. I want to talk about Pippa Middleton's ass.
New segment. Ass Blasters 9000.
All right, let's get into gaming.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more.
I need it!
This is gaming news.
Hey, so I just want to mention this. I think this is kind of fun. Destructoid has a E3 bingo card out.
Reddit does bingo cards too.
Do they?
I love them.
So go find yourself a bingo card somewhere, whichever one you like.
What's
the best.
What's Destructoid's bingo card?
Something about Reggie fills him a Reggie fills him a body slams a journalist after they ask him about Metroid.
Ask him about what?
Metroid. A once popular musician will reach a new low performing at an EA event. A trailer has one of those awful choral versions of an 80s pop hit.
Yeah.
Press isn't completely taken in by pre-rendered trailers. Some company announces a new Wii U game. Everybody intended showers, and I mean a real shower with soap and everything. Blizzard charges a $20 million entry fee into its booth. Ooyah 2.
Is Blizzard usually at E3? I thought they usually have just BlizzCon.
I believe they're at E3.
Really? Why not both?
I don't know. If you have your own con.
Here's one that's actually really possible nowadays. Popular YouTuber hates E3, blames it on the Jews.
Yeah.
Like Andy Myers. Andy Myers, popular international.
Is Scorpio on there? Station.
It's somewhere on here. I'm pretty sure I read it. Sony exec tries to appear cool. Capcom announces 15 season passes. E3 swag doesn't immediately show up on eBay. The free space is also Cox. 5,000 Medium posts written about... Oh, God. 5,000 Medium posts written about a new game with a female protagonist.
I don't get why people make such a big fucking deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you got tits.
But I mean, like...
It doesn't mean anything.
A lot of people are like, oh, so you're trying to shove women down our throat. It's like, no, women are like a real thing that exist.
You know that person that you might be married to?
Yeah.
That's a woman.
Oh, no, they're not married.
I wonder if like we just took a real life. Imagine the realistic world of Tomb Raider, and instead of Lara Croft, we just put like a bipedal unicorn. And I wonder how many stories.
Larry Unicorn.
Yeah, just name her Laura. Laura the Unicorn.
Mother 3. No, localization never, announced.
That will never happen.
Bethesda sues because E3 has a letter E in it, and so does Prey, so they own it now. Vivendi buys out Ubisoft booth by the end of day two. That might.
I know Vivendi's been trying to take over Ubisoft.
It'll happen eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
The new game you were looking forward to is not a free-to-play title.
Oh. When I found out Quake Champions is going to be free to play, I was like, well, there goes me getting into this game.
Nintendo holds Battle Royale for last unsold NES Classic.
That'd actually be kind of cool.
Everyone everywhere is satisfied, and there isn't one complaint about it.
Sweet. A space that'll never...
Sony executive actually says the words, PlayStation Vita.
No. No. Never.
Someone makes a Kafifi reference to the delight of nobody.
Oh, yeah.
BioWare new IP revealed to be unemployment line.
Oh, shit.
Booth Babe gets pregnant and you're the father.
Let's go.
Yeah, Microsoft becomes relevant again.
Yeah, they're kind of...
Okay, so everyone's like that Scorpio. They're like, Scorpio's going to... That's the thing they're doing. But I've started, like, over time realize things... Besides Halo and Forza, Microsoft's, like, exclusives fucking blow.
Gears of War.
Yeah,
Gears of War. That's three.
God of War.
That's three. That's God of War is PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Mario.
Nintendo.
Since when?
Since all time.
From what I see coming out, it seems like the Scorpio is...
Like,
if you want that and the PS4. For Pro, like if you want the most power, you would get the Scorpio.
Yeah, the Scorpio is the most power. But dude, if you don't have like the games, like the
games,
developers, like the games to sell the console, then
I mean, even the multiplat games, wouldn't you want it for a console that can run it better?
I mean, if I already had a PlayStation, I wouldn't care. Though I have a PC, so
yeah. Let's see. Ratings board leaks Minecraft Story Mode Season 2.
Eh.
Yay.
So you're getting a Season 2.
There you go. Cool.
Gears of War 4 is getting a Horde update and a 10-hour trial soon. So there will be a 10-hour trial.
There's never Horde in that?
It's getting a Horde update.
Oh, okay.
For would-be players, a 10-hour trial for Xbox One and Windows 10... is coming with access to Act 1 of the story and all of Horde and Versus that'll be downloadable Friday, June 9th to Thursday, June 15th.
I might try that.
I am going to try
that. Yeah. Because, I mean, Gears of War, they were... Gears of War 2 was the first, like, game to ever do Horde mode, I think. Or a Horde-type mode like that.
It definitely popularized it. A Japanese subway is playing Final Fantasy music for its 30th anniversary.
Ah, oh, that's cool. There's so much good music from that series.
It's pretty neato.
And what else we got? Nintendo's online service is $20 per year and pushed back to 2018.
Good.
That's still worth it. For 20, like, Nintendo seems to be the people that if it's delayed, it's for a good reason.
How the fuck did that not launch with an online service?
The online thing just didn't work.
It didn't.
And they,
it just didn't work. Like, online service is 15 years old.
Yeah.
They were just having issues with it. I don't know what to tell you.
Even though I'm stunned,
they couldn't have hired, like, literally anyone from outside.
They might have.
Yeah. But.
I mean, it blows my mind. Like, I know Nintendo's not really done it before, but this is really, really not new technology.
Did you play the Wii U online at all?
Barely.
It worked perfect. I've never had an issue with my Wii U online.
Except for friend codes.
I mean.
That sucked ass.
All right, that would require somebody else to have a Wii U for me to play with.
So.
Yeah, you can't play with your friends if they don't have Wii U's.
So, you will get some classic games, though. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I like how they're doing like the Netflix-type deal, like pay for it and get a whole bunch of stuff you can stream.
So, that's interesting. All right, that's all we got for gaming news. Let's move on. I am programmed
for your pleasure. Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology news. Please assume the
position. Yes, sir.
All right. I'm trying to find... I'm starting to not like these anymore. Researchers used rideshare service to test a stingray detecting device. So researchers at the University of Washington are developing tech to detect and use a controversial device used by law enforcement to track and surveil cell phones. Recently, the researchers conducted tests in Seattle and Milwaukee over a two-month period, paying rideshare services $25 a week to haul around a device which may detect cell site simulators. Beautiful.
Okay.
Great. Law enforcement agencies from the FBI to state and local police department use these cell site simulators, also known as stingrays, to track suspects and determine their location. These devices connect to nearby cell phones by masquerading as a legitimate cell phone tower.
Oh.
So if someone they're looking for gets in this ride-sharing service, they're going to be hooked to that tower and they're going to be tracked.
Jesus. That's scary. That's why I use VPN. At all time.
Would this help you? Because that's like a cell phone service, not an internet service.
I mean, I can run... I run my VPN at all times and it goes through my cell phone. Let's see.
Really? I mean, there's a difference between your cell service and your 4G.
Yeah. Work against Stingray.
Stingrays are considered controversial because they tend to be very disruptive when deployed in busy areas. It is, by definition, a cell phone jammer. During use, the device is known to prevent bystanders from placing calls, even to emergency services like 911.
That sucks.
The feds are also very secretive about stingrays, going as far to forcibly remove records from local agencies to prevent disclosure under public records law.
Okay. So a VPN would not matter as stingrays triangulate your location, not look at your data.
Yeah, so.
VPN would not really do anything for it.
Last month, the feds reportedly deployed a stingray to track an undocumented immigrant in Detroit, a sign the technology may be deployed more regularly under the new administration. Really? They deployed a stingray to track an undocumented immigrant? It's just like one dude.
It might have just been like a test thing. Like, why not test it out on this one guy?
Hmm. Yeah. Or maybe he was a person of, like, interest.
Plus, would the wall keep getting higher? Like, you gotta get him out quick, or else there's no way you can toss him over.
The stingray detection device built by the Washington researchers is called Sea Glass. It's roughly the size of a suitcase and, Tam...
Go on.
It contains a Raspberry Pi.
A what?
Oh! A cellular hotspot, GPS module, and GSM cellular modem.
That's crazy. A Raspberry Pi.
Oh, beautiful. It has an Android phone running Snoop Snitch. Jesus Christ.
You guys remember that that truck that in the back had the cell phone jamming thing? Reminds me of this. There was a truck that on its they would have a cell phone jammer, but it was like a big industrial truck, and because he was tired of people texting as he was driving to work, so they found him because there was this big empty hole of service that would travel the same path every day.
That's he awesome.
Got fined.
I imagine.
Dozens of cities and states are initiating Rogue One, planning to independently rejoin the Paris Agreement.
Awesome.
Really?
Good. So far,
I hate Paris.
So far,
I say we should stay out.
83 mayors have signed the Climate Mayors Agreement.
You know what mayors won't? Ours.
Oh, fuck no. Tried to vote that bitch out. Failed.
I did not get that, dude. She pissed off so many people. So many people.
Incumbents constantly win. That sucks. Because everyone's like, Congress sucks. Or, well, just government in general sucks. Get rid of them. Except my guy. He's good.
Yeah. I just...
President Trump announced that the U.S. is joining Syria and Nicaragua in abdicating from the landmark agreement.
Good.
Matt, why isn't Nicaragua in there?
Nicaragua didn't think the Paris Agreement was strict enough.
And Matt, why isn't Syria in there?
Syria is in the middle of a giant civil war.
Why isn't the United States in there?
Because for some reason their congressman told them climate change isn't real.
Well, it's not.
That is like... The world is telling you this is a thing that we all need to work together.
Yeah.
And you just go, nope.
And then people that don't believe in it are just like, oh, it doesn't exist. Like,
the world.
Where did you get this?
The fucking InfoWars told them it wasn't real.
Oh, yeah. God.
Right. But I just... When China's like...
China.
And the Pope. And the fucking Pope's like, hey, you know, this is a real thing that's affecting us. We should probably all work together. Nope, not real. Not real.
Yeah, it's... People that don't believe in climate change, to me, are on, like, the same level as flat earthers. Yep. And people that don't believe in vaccines.
That's the same level of, like, I can't fathom what goes through your mind to think that way.
Yeah. I know someone's... a guy I know, like, his uncle, maybe his dad, was like... Good, climate change is bullshit. Where did this start for you? Information did you receive?
Like 10 years ago, my dad said something about how climate change is just made up, so I bought him a book on it, and he is like now like, it's a thing. So at least my dad's like not stubborn enough to...
That's really cool.
...to fight it. And he read. My dad doesn't read books.
It was a gift from his only son.
That's true. Well, I mean, Marissa's like looks like half a dude, so
it's a Jesus from, Christ,
from 3/4 of his son.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that bitching about climate change—you know, it's not bitching about climate change. It's important.
Yeah, it is so important. I like all the people that deny it. I like they're like, yeah, but then you got all those fancy people telling us what to do that fly in their private jets and then get in their big SUVs and stuff. And they're like, say as you do, not as you don't. And I'm just like, maybe we all just kind of do our part.
Okay, well, when you drink dirty water, you're going to be like, oh.
When is the last time that you recycled?
Today.
We don't recycle at the apartment complex, so we keep a big-ass laundry basket of all our recyclables, and then every month we find, by Camilla's work, they have a recycled dumpster that we put everything in.
Cool.
Because that really bothers me that the apartment complex doesn't recycle.
I recycled one bottle yesterday.
Give it here.
You're doing something.
Damn right. Doing my part, baby. Let's go.
I always keep we have a recycling area at work, so, like, I always keep my can. I usually have, like, a can of Diet Coke in the morning. I usually keep my can on my desk because it's not near me. I have to go walk by it. And everyone's like, is that can empty? Why don't you just throw it away? I'm like, because the recycling thing's right over there.
I got to get up to do it.
Yeah, but we have one of those green recycling bins. So,
nice. One of the funniest things I ever saw was staying after school. At school, obviously.
I imagine high school then?
Yeah.
All
right. I was like doing a test assignment or whatever, and the janitor comes in. And he's got his big trash can. And he just takes the trash and he dumps it in there and he puts it down. Takes the recycling, dumps it in there, puts it down. It's like, all right, cool.
That guy probably cleaned up so much poop that day. He was just like, I'm done with this shit. Yeah.
It's not my problem. My great grandchildren, their problems. That's fine. I'll be dead. Who cares?
I guess I technically lied. I didn't do recycling today. I just put it in a bin for someone else to do recycling next week. All right, guys. Did I actually hit the news thing or not?
No, we haven't gone there yet.
All right, let's go.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Three-hit combo.
That looks like a Diablo wallpaper.
It's a Shadow of War wallpaper. Which, by the way, got delayed 2 months.
How's your heart?
Fucking.
It was like, that post was like 15 minutes old when I tagged you in it. I was like, oh no.
And they were like, they've been releasing videos so constantly. Like, it looked like the game was coming along fine.
The only thing I could think of is through all that playing and showing, they're finding like new stuff that they're like, oh, we got to fix this.
Man, fuck them. Get better.
Dude, that is a super ambitious game they're making.
Man, fuck you too.
For developers that I know that are really good, I can always wait for a delayed game. Like Uncharted 4 got delayed like a year and a half. But that was probably the best game, like story-wise, I've ever played.
I mean, I have to wait, but that doesn't mean I can wait.
Have you ever played Mario Kart 64? The story mode of that, unbelievably good. You know the replay value of Mario Kart 64?
High.
Yeah. It tells you the validity of the story.
I'd like to double dash. That might be my favorite.
I never owned a double dash, so like I wasn't like fucking godlike at double dash. But I'm sure
I enjoyed it.
In an alternate timeline, double dash master.
Well, everybody knows Brawl is the best melee or the best.
The best melee.
I'm gonna slap you in the mouth. I've been playing a lot of Smash 4 recently, and
what's
sucks.
Smash 4
For Wii U.
So Brawl.
For the Wii U, it's the fourth Smash Brothers game. Ready?
After Melee is when I never played again.
Super Smash Brothers Melee for the Nintendo GameCube, the best fighting game that's ever existed.
Tekken 3.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl, and then Super Smash Brothers for Wii U and 3DS.
What was that one called?
Super Smash Brothers for Wii U and 3DS.
Oh, really? That was the title?
Yes.
That's a dumb fucking title.
I agree. They could have just called it Smash 4, and instead of an A, it would have been a 4. It would have been fucking good. Yeah. But no. Masahiro Sakurai sucks dicks.
So, a guy wears a colander and a driver's license photo to spread religious freedom.
Did they let him?
Yeah, they let him.
Oh, okay. Hey, where is this in the U.S.?
Yeah, right. It was in Arizona.
Arizona. All right.
What is the thing that he wore?
Colander.
I don't know what that
is. Thing you strain spaghetti in.
Oh, okay.
This kind of guy seems like he would be incredibly obnoxious to be around. I mean, not because of how he looks, but because he's like, he took the time to go down to the DMV, put a colander on his head, and said, this is for the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
And he would fight it and give you facts and be like, yeah. Bring up the Wikipedia.
Yeah. That just seems like, he seems like the kind of guy that at a party would just fucking like, great, this guy's fucking here.
Brad.
He's going to tell us the fucking story of his driver's license photo. He's going to show it to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. God. And then you get really good and you write down his driver's license number and you just have fun with that.
So a man named Abu Masa is so angry with 7-Eleven that he made it his mission to compete with them directly.
Oh, shit.
What a dumbass. This is another guy that if you're at a party and you're like, ah, crap, it's this fucking guy. And then he'll talk to you about how 7-Eleven's evil.
What do they do to him?
Well, I'm trying to find that out right now, but he opened a convenience store called 612.
Oh, my God.
That's so fucking funny.
That offers many of the same items as 7-Eleven, but not hot food.
Where did 7-Eleven get its name from?
You know what? I actually used to know that.
Masa said 7-Eleven corporate offices demanded he offer hot dogs, taquitos, and pizza at his franchise, even though he said they didn't sell. Oh, he was a 7-Eleven owner. He told the Globe there were days where he threw out hundreds of dollars worth of food that didn't sell, but he had no choice to follow orders.
That sucks.
Whatever, whenever they want, they can bring into the local store, and we have no option. No choice but to accept it. Because they said you signed the paperwork.
All right.
Well, did he sign the paperwork?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck him.
So 7-Elevens used to be called Totems.
Totem?
Yeah, it was their name. And then in 1946, Totem changed the name to 7-Eleven to reflect the store's new extended hours, 7 a.m. until 11 p.m., 7 days a week.
I see.
There you go. Even though they're open 24 hours.
He said the contention over hot foods led to other conflicts and a legal battle over Masa's franchise rights. Ultimately, he settled out of court. But instead of gently going into the good night, Masa decided to open his new convenience store, 612, across the street from his old location.
So funny. Well, they don't serve hot dogs to get thrown away. I would love this place to be, like, uber successful. not because of a fuck you to 7-Eleven, but more of a fuck you to be like,
hey,
I didn't need hot dogs.
I used to get convenience store hot dogs when I worked at Panera. I'd only get them at, like, 10 in the morning, though, when they were, like, they just put them on.
I would always stick the hot dogs in the little microwave they had there and be like, that's going in front of their... 5 seconds.
Gonna just, kill off what else is growing sure. In there.
So he says he knows the price of everything in that store, so he sells the same things but cheaper.
That's so fucking funny.
He's not gonna win.
No.
He's not gonna shut down a 7-Eleven.
It doesn't mean that it's not funny. I bet there's some hipster-ass motherfuckers looking at 7-Eleven and start to walk in and they get a glimpse of 612 and go,
It might be funny, but he's not going for a laugh.
Yeah.
He's going to destroy 7-Eleven.
Right.
Which he's never going to do, and it's lame that he thinks he's going to do it.
Well, I mean, you're telling a man that he can't be passionate about the things that he wants to be passionate about.
I'm saying, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying he's stupid.
Well, I don't think he's stupid.
I just...
But I don't care enough about this stranger to argue.
Donald Trump asked world leaders to call him on his cell phone.
His not presidential security cell phone.
So he doesn't want...
fucking Samsung like S6 or something.
So he doesn't want transcripts or records of his conversations. He's been giving out an insecure cell phone number. So...
It's
beautiful.
What a time to be alive, dude.
Like,
I know, right?
Somebody made a point. They're like, one of these times he's going to do something that's over the line, but he's done so many things that are over the line and nothing has come of it.
Well, yeah. I expect 4 years of Donald Trump.
I expect that too, but I don't.
He's going to do things over the line constantly for 4 years, and then there's that 30% that support him. They're going to be like, well...
Go four more.
Hillary had emails. And I'd be like, yeah. It's 3 years.
Your president just is giving out his cell phone.
It's 3 years later, and you're still talking about Hillary's emails. Dude is still having campaign rallies.
Yeah.
Like, he's having rallies. President doesn't have rallies. What the fuck are you doing?
We could have a whole podcast about this. But
God, what a fucking mess.
For anybody that listens outside of the U.S., we tried. We really did. I mean, the other candidate won by 3 million popular votes.
Yeah, so it's not like she didn't get the votes.
Yeah, she got the majority vote.
She just didn't get the votes in the right places.
She just wasn't able to rig the system.
Because votes count more in unpopulated states.
Yeah. The U.S. tried.
And there's always that fucking group that's just like, they don't like Donald Trump, but they're complicit because he has an R by his name.
Yeah. It's like, that's my aunt and uncle.
It's like, fuck you.
Just because he's a Republican, they'll follow him to stupid hell bastard. And back. But I'm sorry, world.
Even though Hillary Clinton was like the most conservative Democrat to run in years.
She had quite a bit of experience.
But no, Andy, her emails. But her emails.
About Seth Rich.
This guy just fucking pulled us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. But her emails.
There's a great Reddit board. It's called Trump Criticizes Trump. And for everything that man does, there's a Trump tweet.
Oh, that's hilarious because I do follow something like that. And they're like, it's every fucking thing he does.
Yeah, everything he does.
There's a tweet from 4 to 8 years ago. Like,
yeah. I live in constant, I guess not fear, but I live in constant shame.
Here's why I'm excited for Donald Trump to be president for the next 4 years.
All right, now listen.
Because if Donald Trump can become president, you know who else could?
The Rock.
The Rock.
No, fuck off.
It won't. I think he would.
I don't want another celebrity anywhere near that thing.
I do.
I would like someone who knows what they're doing to be in office. That'd be fantastic.
I want somebody who seems like a genuinely good person.
No, I don't. I don't give a shit if they're a genuinely good person. They have to know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
The Rock doesn't know anything except for being fucking charismatic.
And,
go on.
And people like him.
Go on.
I know. It's Donald Trump all over again. But.
But a nice person.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a nice person.
He's getting like 15 movies done.
Donald Trump is getting shit done. It's not shit that we agree with or not shit that we
want.
He's
not getting that much shit done. The only thing he's been able to do is pull us out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Ever seen a bitch about it?
He basically is undoing everything the last 8 years has done.
No, yeah. He wants to undo everything, but he's barely doing it. The whole story of his first 100 days is about how he did not a damn thing. He hasn't done anything except pull us out of the Paris Climate Agreement and then talk about a bunch of stuff.
He was going to take out ISIS in 30 days.
Yeah, well, he didn't do that.
I haven't heard anything about ISIS since the election, so I guess he must have.
You're not reading enough.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't want to see another fucking charismatic guy run on the fact that he's charismatic.
I will take a boring ass person over someone who knows, or I will take a boring ass person that knows what they're doing.
And I don't want fucking Mark Zuckerberg to run.
No.
You don't?
No.
Why, has he talked about it?
Fuck off. God. I hate these people. Yeah, he's talked about it. Why did he visit a random family in Ohio to talk about politics? And he's like, oh, well, I'm trying to get to meet the people of America. It's like, yeah, that's really transparent. You're trying to meet the people of America because you want to run for president.
Just look at all the data you're getting. You can meet people of America that way.
Yeah, so he goes to some random Ohio town and speaks to middle-class America. It's like, why are you doing this? You doing this for fun?
Is he going to come here? He's building a giant data center.
Oh, he fucking gives a shit. So angry.
This is the Passion Podcast now.
Anyone that could talk can run for president now.
Well,
I mean,
three-hit combo.
I would if I was old enough.
Oh, yeah, you have to be 35.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting there.
I'd vote for Andy. Andy, can I be your running mate? How do you have to be old? How old do you have to be the
running mate? I don't know. I wonder if that applies.
I'm pretty sure you have to be, like, the same age.
Shit.
So you have to be 35 at least.
I would attempt to assassinate you, Andy.
That's cool. I'd probably hate my life by that time.
It would be like fucking the Pink Panther and his butler. It's like I'm your VP and I'm constantly trying to assassinate you, but it's totally cool.
Yep, 35 for VP too.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, by that time, I'd probably hate my life enough. You'd just kill me. I'd probably let you.
All right.
Oh, this is happening. Thank God.
My 35th birthday, I'm declaring that I'm running for president.
All right. Cool. Just Aaron Burr my shit. Just
so that I can figure out time travel so I can go back and die.
It's got dark.
I had to bring it back to that original joke, you know? 1985, dude.
Stranded Amtrak passengers order pizza to delayed train.
I think I saw a Twitter picture.
An Amtrak train traveling from New York to Washington, D.C. It's kind of hard to say. An Amtrak train traveling from New York to Washington, D.C. was stuck on the tracks for hours on Sunday, prompting at least one passenger to... Nope, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that pun.
No, please do.
The train experienced technical difficulties during its route.
Oh, come on.
Leading it to
say
stop.
Say the pun.
No.
Say the pun.
No.
Say it.
What's the name of the story? I'll look it up.
Stranded Amtrak passengers order pizza to delayed train.
Perfect. No porn, no porn. Nice.
The wait got so long that Twitter user at Mitch Katz ordered pizza pies to the train. Others had some beer. Interesting.
Sorry, that's cool. I would engage in your thing, but I have to...
Look up that pun.
Look up the pun.
It cannot be that bad.
No, I'm not saying it.
I'm not. I can't.
I'm not lowering myself to that pun.
All right. I can't find it.
What website was it from?
Huffington Post.
I looked up one story and it was it, but it wasn't it. So nothing we can do.
All right, guys. So that'll do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
Andy, quick.
Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast.
I need
Twitter.com/3HitCombo PC.
Nothing
search for us on YouTube.
More important than this moment
at
right
3
now.
Hit Combo Podcast.
Was it Think Outside the Box?
Email us your nudes at 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com.
It sounds like it was Think Outside the Box.
So for Andy and Tam, this is Matt signing out.